الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المتمسك بسنتي عند فساد أمتي فله أجر شهيد أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected elders, dear brothers and friends, it is a great honor for us all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enabled us to attend this gathering, which is affiliated to the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is affiliated to our leader, to our role model, to that being like who nobody has ever stepped foot on this earth, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a gathering upon which many blessings and many mercies descend from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama Suyuti rahimahullahu ta'ala has quoted the saying of the ulama that when the hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is read, is recited, is narrated, then mercies descend from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person says or sends salutations upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man salla alayya wahidatan sallallahu alayhi ashara, a person sends one salutation upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 mercies upon him. In this gathering, the hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be narrated. In this hadith, the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be said many times. And if each one of us in this gathering, when he hears the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says with love and reverence in his heart, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then imagine how many mercies will descend upon this gathering. Imam Muhammad bin Sirin rahimahullahu ta'ala says, عند ذكر الصالحين تنزل الرحمة, that upon the mention of the pious people, mercy descends. In this hadith, the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be mentioned. There will be mention of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the most pious of people. In this gathering, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum will be mentioned. In this gathering, the pious predecessors will be mentioned. In this gathering, we will have that personality who our heart says is a pious creation of Allah, a wali of Allah, our Honorable Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala. And other than our Honorable Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, there will be many other pious people seated in this gathering. The ulama, the students of knowledge. We cannot imagine how many mercies will be descending upon this gathering. And all these mercies, all these blessings, the source is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today we gather here, in this gathering which is titled The Completion of the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala. The Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala, which is the most authentic compilation of hadith. The ulama mention, أصح الكتب بعد كتاب الله, that what is the status and the authenticity of the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. It is the most authentic kitab, the most authentic book, after the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after the Quran, after the word of Allah. For these ahadith to reach us with this authenticity, the ulama and the muhaddithun, they have made many efforts to preserve the sunnah, to preserve the hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the glorious Quran, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun," that verily we have revealed the remembrance, we have revealed the Quran, "wa inna lahu lahafidhun," and we are its preservers, we are its protectors. The ulama mention that the foundation of Islam lies upon the Quran, the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the first commentary of the Quran. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through his words, through his actions, through his affirmations, through his character, he showed the ummah how to act upon this Quran. So like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to preserve the Quran, similarly the commentary of the Quran, the first commentary of the Quran, the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these ahadith will also be preserved. This is why 1400 years later, we sit here and we have this compilation of the Sahih of Imam Bukhari in front of us. The ulama, they made such efforts that each hadith has a chain which goes to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And within that chain, the a'imma of al-jarh wa al-ta'dil, they scrutinize this chain. And we have the knowledge of each narrator in that chain. Is he reliable? How was his life? Did he ever lie? And the muhaddithun, the a'imma, they then grade these narrators. And then accordingly, this hadith has a status. Then the muhaddithun say that this hadith is sahih, authentic. This hadith is hasan, this hadith is sound. This hadith is da'if, it is weak. This hadith is da'if jiddan, this hadith is very weak. This hadith is mawdu', this hadith is fabricated. This is not from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the sanad, the chain. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, الإسناد من الدين, that this chain is from deen. لولا الإسناد لقال من شاء ما شاء. If there was no chain which is linked to us from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then any person can come and say that this is from deen. Any person can come and say that this is the hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the ulama, the muhaddithun, they preserved and they scrutinize the chain of the hadith. Then the matan, the actual text of the hadith, they commentated on the text. Individual words of the hadith, they explained the meaning. So you find books which are dedicated to the commentary of the hadith. There are books dedicated to certain words of the hadith. There are books which are dedicated to those words which a person may become confused or may have doubt, that is this a ta or is it a tha? There are books dedicated to all those ahadith which have been fabricated. There are books dedicated to all those ahadith which are famous on the tongues of people. And the muhaddithun have then mentioned that this is mawdu', this is suitable to quote, this is unsuitable to quote. This whole system Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made to preserve the hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is only due to these efforts that today we have this honor to attend this gathering where we had the sahih of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala in front of us. Where we will hear and recite the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear friends, yes, this gathering is a means of much mercy. We have the blessed ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which are a means of mercy. But what is the purpose of preserving the Quran? What is the purpose of preserving the hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The sayings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The actions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The affirmations of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The physical appearance of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The character of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The purpose of preserving these ahadith was not only that we read, we recite the ahadith, we listen to the ahadith, we acquire blessings from the ahadith, which we will acquire. We acquire mercy from the ahadith. The actual purpose of the ahadith is guidance, that we follow these ahadith, we act upon these ahadith. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the glorious Quran, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. These are all means of mercy which have been mentioned. But if you want to be shown mercy, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ, obey Allah, obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you may be shown mercy. My dear friends, this is our purpose. If we acknowledge that this is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has made our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam our role model, our leader, then we have to follow in His footsteps. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the glorious Quran that for you, in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a beautiful example for who, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. For those people who hope for Allah and the last day, those people who want to succeed, they have to follow in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have to act upon the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which the ulama, the fuqaha, have deduced from the ahadith, from the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is the sunnah way. This is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At-tariqatu al-maslukatu fi al-deen. So this includes the fara'id, the wajibat, the sunan, the mustahabbat, the whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sunnah. The sunnah is the whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the glorious Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. That if you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we all feel in our hearts that we do love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ, then follow my footsteps. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهُ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. That following my footsteps, following the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. The first promise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us if we follow in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, he states, هَذِهِ الْآيَةُ الْكَرِيمَةُ حَاكِمَةٌ. This glorious verse of the Quran, it shows us, it decides ألا أن من ادعى محبة الله تعالى وليس هو على الطريقة المحمدية. That person who claims to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then he is not on the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فهو كاذب في دعواه في نفس الأمر. In that situation he is a liar in his claim. He cannot claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then go against the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and go against the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. حتى يتبع الشر يتبع الشرع المحمدية والدين النبوية في جميع أقواله وأفعاله وأحواله until he follows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the laws set down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in some aspects of his life, just in his salah, when he's in the masjid he follows the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, في جميع أقواله وأفعاله وأحواله. In all his speech, in all his words, whatever comes on his tongue is in accordance to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever action he carries out, في جميع أفعاله, it is in accordance to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whichever situation he is in, he follows the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person does this, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, لَيْسَ الشَّأْنُ أَن تُحِبْ إِنَّمَا الشَّأْنُ أَن تُحَبْ. It is not a matter of great excellence that you love someone. Excellence is that you are loved. And just imagine, by us following this in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, We are loved by our Creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. What greater blessing can they be? What greater achievement can they be? My dear friends, this is why we see in the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, in the lives of the pious predecessors, that not only did they follow the sunnah, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the necessary aspects of deen, even in those things which are mustahab, which are preferable, or which was only a habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to follow because they had love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This love demands and will compel a person to follow his beloved. This is why it comes in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala regarding Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu. Anas bin Sirin rahimahullah ta'ala, he narrates that I was with Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu in Arafat. They performed their salah. And when they left Arafat, Anas bin Sirin rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that I was with Abdullah ibn Umar and a few other companions. When they reached a tight space, a narrow road, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he made his camel sit down. So Anas bin Sirin rahimahullah ta'ala, he thought that maybe Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu wants to perform salah. The attendant of Abdullah bin Umar, the one who was serving Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he said that he does not want to perform salah. He said, ولكن ذكر أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما انتهى إلى هذا المكان قضى حاجته. That when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reached this place, he relieved himself. He relieved himself. فَيُحِبُّ أَن يَقْضِيَ حَاجَتَهُ. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he desires, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was his beloved, that he also comes off his camel and he relieves himself. The commentators mentioned that it is very possible at that time he did not have a need to relieve himself. So he just sat in that posture to imitate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear friends, this is the love that Sahaba radiallahu anhum had. This is the love the pious predecessors had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear friends, I urge all of you that yes, we have attended this gathering. And we have attended with the intention that we will gain the blessings and the mercies from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which descend upon this gathering of hadith. But remember, the purpose of hadith is guidance. And we need to ensure that before we leave this gathering, we live in this state. أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. These blessings, these mercies do not leave us when we leave this gathering. Rather, they stay with us by following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for this, firstly I will say that like we have attended this gathering today, the gathering of hadith, in our localities where the ulama, they conduct durus of hadith, we should try to attend these gatherings. Like this is a completion of Sahih of Bukhari, it is also a gathering of hadith, a gathering of many blessings and mercy in your local masjid, even though there may be a few people sitting in that gathering. That is still a dars of hadith, it is still a lesson of hadith. It is a lesson, it is a time, a place where the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are descending. So try to sit in the durus of hadith in your local masajid. Secondly, to read regarding the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is the seerah, which is a general life history of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he did in that. And also one kitab, which is dedicated to the sunan, the practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time of eating, sleeping, okay, and all the different situations of our life. So one which is a seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one which is with regards to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thirdly, not only do we attend these gatherings, gain this knowledge of hadith, gain the knowledge of sunnah, we read, obviously under the guidance of the reliable ulama. Thirdly, we make a firm resolution that we are not only reading to increase our knowledge, we are reading to act upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And fourthly, to send as many salutations upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Send as much durood as we can. إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِي أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاتًا. Those who send salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most, they will be the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah ta'ala says that if a person, he sends salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but yet his life is void of the sunnah, he's disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's disobeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can he be the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah ta'ala states that through the blessings of excessive salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will enter his life. He will follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first point is to sit in the durus of hadith. Secondly, to read kitabs which is on seerah, books on seerah, books on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make a firm resolution to act upon whatever we learn from the durus, from the kitabs. And fourthly, to send as much durood as we can upon our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to practice upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.